Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Did you know that the Bible says that we're blessed to be a blessing? That God gives us things and blesses us in order to bless others. In fact, there are seven specific benefits to your life when God sees you being generous. Would you like to know what they are? Well, we're going to talk about them right now on today's broadcast. Let's find the answers in God's Word.
Thanks for joining us here on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. You know, the world tells us that we shouldn't count on anyone but ourselves to make our way in life. We don't need anybody's help. We know what's best for us. And as we bring our series Better Together to a close, we'll wrap up our look at how God's Word, the Bible, says the exact opposite. Do you know what God's five purposes for your life are? If not, then stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about the 40 Days of Community devotional book. This powerful tool is the key to developing healthy relationships that will help you and your friends find and fulfill God's purposes, and you can take a sneak peek at this great resource just by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. That's rickwarren.org. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Living a Generous Life.
Bob McEwen tells this cute story about his son. He took his son over to McDonald's, and he bought him, his little son, one of these super-sized French fries. And he said, driving back home, those things smelled so good in the car. Those French fries, that aroma was just wafting over. And he said, I reached over and I just took one little French fry out of my son's French fries. And I ate it. And my son got all upset and said, Dad, you can't have that one. These are my fries. He said, you know, I immediately had three thoughts. He said, first, as I sat there, I thought, my child has forgotten that I am the source of all fries. Okay. I brought him here. I took him to McDonald's. I made the order. I paid for the order. I handed them to him. I'm driving him back home. He wouldn't have any fries if it weren't for me. The only reason he's got any fries is because of me, the great fry giver. He said, the second thing I thought is, my child doesn't realize I could take him away in a second if I wanted to. Okay? Or, on the other hand, I could buy him an entire truckload of fries if I wanted to, because I had the power to do either. He said, the third thing I realized is I didn't need his fries. In fact, I could easily get my own. I could buy myself 100 packs of them if I wanted to. I just wanted him to learn to be unselfish. Now, those three lessons are the things why God wants you to learn to be generous with other people. Same thing. God says, I want you to remember that I am the source of everything you've got, and you would have zip, nothing. You wouldn't even be alive if it weren't for me. I chose to create you, and I've chosen to give you all the things that you've got. It's all from me. Number two, I could take it away from you just like that, or I could double it just like that, because I got the power. And number three, God says, I don't need your fries. I don't need your money. I'm not poor. I just want you to learn to be unselfish. I want you to learn to be generous. I want you to learn, and I want to develop your faith. Now, what happens when I start becoming a more generous person? Well, look at what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make it up to you by giving you everything you need, and, notice, plenty left over to give joyfully to others. God says, you know what? If you will practice generosity in being generous with the people around you, he said, I will make it up to you by giving you everything you need, plus I'll even give you more so you'll have more to share with other people. God is looking for channels to use. He's looking for people to say, God, use me to be a blessing to other people. And in the meantime, you get blessed in order to be a blessing. And when God finds a channel, it's like a straw, he just starts pouring straight through it. Because most people, they get it and they keep it. They don't get it and pass it on. Yet God says, if you learn to be generous, I will bless you more than you can imagine. I've seen this over and over in thousands of letters that we've received. During the 25 years of Saddleback's history, we've had four special giving emphasis. One of them was years ago, back in 87, called Possess Our Land. And 633 people, families, sacrificed to buy this property at great expense. And they sacrificed. They were very generous. They put off buying homes and cars and stuff like that in order to buy this property, which you're now sitting on. And then in 93, we had another one called Time to Build. We were in a tent. And a bunch of people sacrificed, and they gave, and they generously shared, and we built this building, which we're now meeting in, and the venues that all of you others who are in venues are meeting in. And then we did another one called A Building for Life, where we built this bridge, and we built the ministry center, and we built a bunch of other things, parking lots and all kinds of buildings and stuff. And then a few years ago, we had the fourth one called For the Children, which we build the Children's Ministry Center. All of that happened because of the generosity of other people. But the bottom line is this. During all of those emphases, we have received thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of letters. I mean, literally, I've got boxes and boxes of them where people said, my faith grew more during that time than any other time because I was being challenged and I learned to be generous and it strengthened my faith.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Living a Generous Life from our series called Better Together. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word DAILY to 313131. Again, that's the word DAILY to 313131.
The 40 Days of Community devotional book by Rick Warren is a dynamic individual or small group study that shows you how to fulfill God's five purposes for your life by establishing and maintaining meaningful, purposeful relationships. This devotional book unpacks the biblical support for each of God's five purposes and shows how you put them to use in your circle of influence so that you can help benefit and grow God's kingdom. Pastor Rick says that God planned for Christians to fulfill his purpose in community with each other in our church families, small groups, and in the world as a whole. But why did God plan it this way? Because we're better together. When you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the 40 Days of Community devotional book as our way of saying thanks. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. If you like, you can simply text the word DAILY to 313131. That's the word DAILY to 313131. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, number four, generous. When I'm generous with other people, it's an investment for eternity. Generosity is an investment. Luke 16, verse 9. Would you read this verse aloud with me? Use your worldly resources to benefit others. In this way, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. Now, you've heard me say many times, and you've heard it said, you can't take it with you. You're never going to see a hearse pulling a U-Haul behind it. You know, it's just not going to happen. Did you know that mortuaries sell these things called burial suits, which are suits for people that don't have a suit they want to be buried in? You know what's the difference with a burial suit? There are no pockets in them. It's true. Why? You don't need them. Okay? You can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. How do you do that? By investing in people who are going there. And every time you're generous with the poor, with a friend, with a neighbor, with anybody, and with God, anytime you're generous with your time, your money, your effort, God says, you're storing up in the bank in heaven. Now, your time on earth is only about 80, maybe at the most 100 years. You're going to spend trillions of years in eternity. Where do you need to have the biggest account? Where are you going to spend the most time? So how do you store up treasure in heaven, like Jesus said to do? Well, look at the next verse. 1 Timothy 6 says this. Tell the rich, by the way, let me stop right there. That's all of you. The rich. If you're an American, you're rich. In fact, you might write this down. Here's a website, globalrichlist.com. You can go there and type in your salary and it'll tell you what percentage you are in the world. But everybody in America is already in the top 5%. Compared to the rest of the world, even the poorest people are rich. So he's talking to all of us. He says there, tell the rich to use their money to do good, giving happily to those in need, always being ready to share with others whatever God has given them. By doing this, they will be storing up real treasure for themselves in heaven. It is the only safe investment for eternity. And they will be living a fruitful Christian life down here as well. Now, there's no greater investment than the kingdom of God. And when you help other people with your time, with your money, with your resources, whatever you got, you are actually, God says, I'm counting that as an investment in heaven. Because you're not spending it on yourself, you're using it to help somebody else. And that means you're being like me. And he says, that's an investment, it's protected in heaven. And he says, it pays good rates, it's proven, great dividends, and no risk. You're not going to get that kind of investment anywhere else. You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give. Now, there are so many examples of generosity in this church you don't even know about. They happen literally every day of the week. I want to show you just one. On last Saturday, about 50 men in our church decided they wanted to go help poor single mothers up in inner city LA. So they made all these gift baskets and filled them with coupons and with, gift certificates and bed and bath stuff and all kinds of things. And then they took and distributed about 50 gift baskets just to mothers who were poor single mothers who were barely making it in inner city LA. Now, why would 50 guys in this church decide to spend a Saturday taking gifts to single mothers? I mean, they could have stayed home and they could have watched football. They could have hung out, laid around on the couch, but instead they did something. Well, you know who got blessed most of that? Out of that, they did. Because their heart grew, they broke the grip of materialism in their over their back, and they are growing. They're becoming more like Christ, and they're storing up investment in heaven. And that brings me to number 5, generosity blesses me in return. It not only creates community and defeats materialism and strengthens my faith and is an investment for eternity, it blesses me in return right now. I mean now, I don't have to wait to heaven. Now this is stated over and over and over and over in the Bible, that God blesses those who are generous. I mean, it's just like hundreds of times he's God is saying, I want you to get this one for sure because I want you to become like me. I want you to learn to be generous. There's another word for generous. It's the word gracious. It's gracious. God shows his grace by being generous to you. Now, there are lots of examples of how generosity blesses me in return. Here's just one in Deuteronomy 15. It says there, give generously and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. Circle the word all and circle the word everything. God says, I'll bless you in all you do and in everything you put your hand in. I wonder how many of you'd like that to happen. Well, he says there, give generously. Become a generous person. Now, here's the question. Do you really believe that? If you don't believe that, you should take a pair of scissors and cut it out of the Bible. Because you don't believe it. See, what is amazing to me is that some people can trust God for their eternal salvation, but don't trust God with their finances. What's the logic behind that one? In other words, I can trust God to forgive all my sins, and I can trust God to secure my eternity in heaven, but I don't trust him to keep his promise about money. Oh, really? You see, I feel sorry for people who are stingy because they don't really trust God, and they don't have any confidence in God. And as a result, they miss out on so many blessings. God says, I want to bless you in return. Now, on the back of your outline, here's the sixth reason. It produces happiness. It produces happiness. Acts 20, verse 35, Jesus said, there is more happiness in giving than in receiving. Paul was quoting Jesus there. There's more happiness in giving than receiving. Now, it feels good to give. You ever seen these people on TV and they're like having these, giving-a-thons or whatever. And they're saying, give till it hurts. I don't agree with that at all. In fact, I totally disagree with that. You should never give till it hurts. You give till it feels good. Because giving makes me happy. And what it's saying is there, you know this, who's happier in life, the takers or the givers? The givers. Takers are not happy. They're scared to death that they're going to lose what they've got. They're frightened. They're insecure. They're uptight. They're not happy people. They're not generous people. And so he says, I want to produce happiness in your life. And the happiest people are the most generous. Now here's the seventh reason why God wants us to be generous. And it's the most important of all. Because generosity makes me more like God. Generosity makes me more like God. God is generous. John chapter 1 says this, verse 16. We all live off God's generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. And to become like him, we've got to be generous. See, God is a giver. God so loved the world that he gave. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. It is the essence of love, and it's the essence of fellowship. God says, I want you to learn. That's why this book is about giving. As I said, God talks more about giving, about generosity, than he does about heaven or hell in the Bible. Did you know that? Because he wants us to be like him. And that's why, like in class 201, we tell you that the word believe is used 272 times in the Bible. Believe. God wants you to believe. The word pray is used 371 times in the Bible. God wants us to pray. The word love is used 714 times in the Bible. God wants you to learn to love. But the word give is used 2,162 times because he wants you to learn to be generous. Kay and I have been through six different giving emphases, four in this church and two where we were just members in other churches. And every time we grew, because the Bible says this in 2 Chronicles 29, 1 Chronicles, everything we have comes from you, Lord, and we can only give you what is already yours. He already owns all the French fries. So if he owns them all, he can give them back to you if you want to. You know that three times in the 29 years Kay and I have been married, we have given away our life savings three times. Three times God said, give it all away. Why? Because our security is not in a bank account. Our security is in God. And he can turn off it. He can turn off at one place and turn it on in another. It's real easy. My security is not in my bank account. My security is in God, and that's a lot more stable than the stock market. Would you agree with that? Yeah, it is. A lot more stable than the stock market. And so when you put your trust in God, you're far more secure than you are if you had a big bank account. Back in 1993, we were meeting in a tent over here, and we said, okay, it's time to build. We need to build a building. We had more than 10,000 people coming. We still didn't have a building. So he said, let's build a building. And so I was over here reading the Bible, kind of preparing my heart. And I was reading in the Old Testament about how King David was asking people, and he was going to give for the temple. And in it, God told David, he said, I want you to announce to the people what you're going to give so you can be a model. And I thought, that's nice for David. And God said, no, I mean you. Oh, no. Yeah, I mean you. And I said, oh, God, I don't want to do that. I don't want people, it'll be misunderstood. And I mean, all kinds of questions. You ever have one of those whiny days with God? Yeah, I had a whiny week. Okay, and I, God, I don't want to do that. God said, you know, it's not for their benefit. It's for your benefit. You need to trust me in this. And so I went to Kay and I said, okay, let's start praying about what would be our gift. And let's pray because we never want anybody to sacrifice more for this church than us. Somebody might give more, but nobody's ever going to sacrifice more. I'll make sure of that, that we make the biggest sacrifice. And I would never, ever ask you to do something I hadn't already done. And so we said, what would really stretch us? So he said, you pray and I'll pray. We came up with each a number. We got back together and said, okay, how much did you come up with? No, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. And so, okay. Well, we had come up with the same number. And we both felt that God was telling us to give 2 full years of salary. God, what am I supposed to live on the next 2 years? He said, well, do you really believe the Bible? Well, yeah. Okay, well then trust me. So the next week I got up, and those of you who were here at that time, back in 93, I stood up, my knees were quaking, and I said, you know, I don't want to do this, but the Bible talks about the leader leading the way, and so I'm going to tell you that we believe God's told us to give 2 full years of salary to this offering. And I went home and I thought, you fool. What in the world have you done? And it was pretty dicey because I had no idea where I was going to get that money and what we were going to live on. 4 days before that offering, a publishing company called Zondervan called me up on the phone and said, Rick, we think you should be an author. And we want you to write a book called The Purpose-Driven Church. I said, that sounds like a good idea. They said, we think that this is going to be a bestseller, so we're going to send you a contract. All right, God. Yeah. Okay. Oh, now we're talking. Okay. Okay. And the next week, I got up and I announced it to the whole church, and they knew that I was under tension, and the place went crazy. We're all clapping and shouting and cheering. You know what? I would not give anything for the lesson I learned in faith that day. Now, I'll tell you, since 93, God has tested my faith in far, far bigger ways than that. But every time he does, I know that he's stretching me and my heart is growing and I'm becoming a more generous person every day. Now, let me tell you this. Before you get any wrong ideas, the amount makes no difference at all. What God looks at is the attitude. Remember, God's got all the French fries he wants. He doesn't need yours, okay? What he wants is he wants you to be unselfish. So he doesn't look at the amount, he looks at the attitude.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to rickwarren.org and listen online anytime or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast to listen again. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. The 40 Days of Community devotional book by Rick Warren is a dynamic individual or small group study that shows you how to fulfill God's 5 purposes for your life by establishing and maintaining meaningful, purposeful relationships. This devotional book unpacks the biblical support for each of God's 5 purposes and shows you how to put them to use in your circle of influence so that you can help benefit and grow God's kingdom. Pastor Rick says that God planned for Christians to fulfill his purposes in community with each other, in our church families, small groups, and in the world as a whole. Why did God plan it this way? Because we're better together. When you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the 40 Days of Community devotional book as our way of saying thanks. So call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. And if you like, you can simply text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
I hope that today you've gotten the idea. God wants us to give to one another without holding anything back. The Bible says it like this. Be generous with the different things God has given you, passing them around so everybody gets in on it. Let me ask you this question as we close today. Who needs your generosity today? Now, if you missed any part of this message, just go to rickwarren.org, where you can listen to all of these Daily Hope messages online anytime. You'll also find free downloadable sermon notes related to this particular message and all the others. Thanks for listening today. You know I love you, I care for you, and I'm praying for you.
And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.